This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Friday afternoon, the U.S. House began the process of defunding Planned Parenthood and taking the sting of abortion and conscience violations out of federal health care laws. House Speaker Paul Ryan said his defunding of Planned Parenthood is motivated by a longstanding principle that Congress not force taxpayers to be involved with the abortion industry. Ryan says legitimate health centers available in far more communities will be on the receiving end of what used to be abortion business funding. A Russian city 3 hours northeast of Moscow banned abortions last Wednesday for one day. The local Russian Orthodox Archdiocese and health officials proclaimed a day of silence without abortions January 11th to, their words here, combat the murder of babies in the womb and protect the priceless value of motherhood. The ban commemorated the Feast of the Holy Innocents. One source says 70% of pregnancies in Russia end in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Other headlines include a request that citizens contact congressional representatives to overturn assisted suicide in Washington, D.C. WTOP News Radio in D.C. has pulled pro-life ads at the behest of abortion advocates, and legislators in Texas and Idaho are working on bills to ban abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.